Jazz people seem to have developed an extraordinarily expressive language. But it seems to me, as I listen to odds and ends of it, that it undergoes a good many frequent changes. Is it true that it's a rapidly changing lingo?
Well, like you take the word cool. I mean, that started out with the idea of cold instrument, you know, cats from New Orleans in New York, and trumpets or tenors, and they get cold, and they're playing early in the evening, they call that cool jazz, you know?
Uh-huh. Cats. Does that mean jazz people generally?
Like, cats came from the early musicians in New Orleans, all got on a kind of pet kick, and they had dogs for a while, and then something happened with a food company or something like that, and then they got these cats, and a cat would have his own cat and name it with his name, and it got interchangeable like that, and they so it got the jazz musician as cats. And
well, that's interesting, a kind of historical origin. But what about now the expression you just used, the kick? Is this purely jazz, or is it come from some other milieu?
Kick comes from the old spirituals and blues down south. Sometimes a man that runs a plantation would kick the people working there because like they were singing, you know, and they should be working in the fields. And then it got to be that was a kick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you use an expression like dig, is that really different from appreciate?
Well, yeah, dig is coming again from the funerals in New Orleans. The musicians would have to dig the grave because these musicians were poor, you know, and they'd have to play and then later dig the grave. Well, then it got to be sort of switched in there with the music, you know, dig the music or dig the grave. And there was a handover there, you call that, in your etymology. Your etymology is, or etymologies, is a handover
mm-hmm.
of digging, you know.
Mm-hmm. But does it mean anything more than appreciate, as you feel it?
Well, it's like in the context of a funeral, it would be more, yeah.
Oh, but I mean, when you say something, when I say something and you say I dig, and what I say has got nothing to do with a funeral, or not even funereal.
No, well, that bit is different, you know. It would be different in that kind of thing, I think. I don't know, I'm kind of a hobby, you know, with this, learning these words and trying to project them out to the public so that they can keep up.